when we kid around, Mabel, right? And remember, how would you define yourself in the sense of, like, in? And I said, you'll be grandma, and you said, no, you'll be grandpa. And we were teasing. Mm-hmm. When you, sometimes, when, remember when Lillian and you were here with Deb and I,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Lillian was sort of your wife,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was my wife. And we stayed here because we had a big fire and was put out,
right,
and could not
go back to your apartment. But I want to ask, in all your life, Mabel, did you ever feel like a man? Even though you call yourself, did you ever feel like you were a man?
Mm-hmm. That's something I can't answer. I just felt like myself, see, and I just loved women. It wasn't no way of being a man or nothing. I just love women, and I've always loved women. Young girls, when I was young, the girlfriends, and I always wanted them near, have them near me, and we talk. I like to caress them and just feel like they were part of me, see. And it wasn't a matter of going to bed with anybody. I just loved them just because they were women, and I figured that I had to love them. As years went on, I became more and more attracted to them, and then I became passionate, involved with quite a few, and I liked that too.
Mabel, why didn't you ever consider marriage for yourself to a man?
I never cared that much for them. They were all right in their field. But I never cared for them because there's something about men and a way they are cruel where a woman is concerned. They are cruel. Now, my uncle, now I may have been different, but when I came to New York, my uncle was kind of cruel to me. He beat me, then he tried to use me and all like that, and I didn't think it was right. Even though I didn't understand it, I didn't think it was right. And everywhere I went, some man was trying to force his advantages on me, see, and I didn't care for that. So that's why I guess I never bothered with them. Woman was more tender and understanding, you know, like that. I got that from an early age. So all of that mingled in, and I just liked.
Also, but when you knew you weren't ever going to marry Mabel, you knew that for the rest of your life you would be working to take care of yourself, right?
No, I never thought nothing. I never gave it one thought or the other about never marrying. I just didn't want to be
bothered. But also, in part of that decision was the fact that you would always have to work. You knew that.
Oh, yes, I have always have to work and take care of myself, and I've seen that I did. And then when I met Lillian, I wanted to take care of her, and her and I'd be together.
What were some words you called each other when you would be together? What did you call?
Oh, well, when I first met Lillian, I called her Little Duchess, you know.
What'd she call you? Do you remember?
I can't remember what she called me. Later on, she made me mad, and I called her a Little Bear. And then she called me the Big Bear. So you should see the beautiful cards and things I got home. I got them all together, the Little Bear, the Big Bear. So all of the set of our company, our friends and all, they know knows me as the Big Bear.
Mabel, did you ever see yourself as the stud or use those kind of words? You once just saw a picture of an old friend and you said, oh, she was a stud from way back. Did you see yourself? Did you ever use that word for yourself?
Yes, I've used it. But
what did it mean to you? What does it mean, that word?
No. It means that I didn't want to bother with no men, and I wanted the, you know, the women, and they like me, and it's the feeling you have that as a stud, I like to dress like a boy, and I like to dress like a fella with pants and shirt and tie, different things.
Why do you think you liked it? How did it make you feel?
I felt all right. Didn't bother me one way or the other.
But you never thought you were a man when you dressed that way.
No, I never. And I didn't think that much about men to be wanting to be one. Why should I? Why should I want to be a man and don't like the men? That don't make sense. That don't make sense. I like the women that want to be with the women.
And you were dressing for the women.
Dressing for the women. Whatever they wanted me to dress, I dress. No. Deb doesn't want to be no man. Deb just wants to be herself. See, herself. And like whatever she's doing, she's with her woman, and that's all that matters.
And you wanted to be
yourself. And I wanted to be myself and like the women and do whatever I want to do.
And so you were Papa.
So, well, if I want to be Papa, I'll be Papa. Whatever they want me, I'm right there. Like that.
Mabel, what does that picture make you think of when you see it?
Oh, well, when I was a young girl, it wasn't there to look at. And, boy, I've got my head on the side. I was a white skirt and blue blouse.
Were you loving women then?
Oh, certainly. We're back farther than that. That was taken around 1920.
Mm-hmm. 17
yeah,
or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you hold this. You can talk. Just say.
Yeah, that was taken in 1920. Oh, that's the picture I've been running looking for.
We took pictures of them and gave them back.
That's when I was in the show in Coney Island.
Is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Uh-huh. At what age?
Oh, I must be about 17.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was me. You got any more of those pictures?
So, yes, because you gave us.
Because I'm on top of the house looking for. Oh, you know, that was about 14 years old, looking like an old lady.
Talk about that coat. You said that.
Oh, the first coat I ever bought. I was working in the shop, and it was a winter, and I went and bought that coat, and I got it from a store called Kramer, see, and I paid half the money down, and the next 2 weeks I paid the other half. Boy, I was big too. Mm.
You look very handsome in that.
I noticed, but see, I had long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Now I ain't got any hair. Oh, that's Maud. That's Maud Brown. Oh, she was an apple of my eye. That was Maud Brown. She lived next door. I was 7 years old then.
I think I was young, Mabel. I think I was around 4 or 5.
No, about 4 or 5. I didn't know you then. No, I... Oh, boy, here's you. Boy, you was charming. That was taken in about 19...
Yeah, I was in high school.
Yeah, that was taken...
1955 or something.
Mm-hmm.
We knew each other then.
Oh, certainly we did. We met I tell you when we met, 1938.
No,
1934.
I was born in 1940.
Wait a minute.
So we didn't meet till around 1948.
No, wait a minute. That's right, 1948.
See, that's when I was a real handsome.
Yeah. Good looking woman. Oh, boy. Charming.
Now,
there,
that's
the there.
Right down on, this is 1967.
Seven. Somebody's
sure.
Coming.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me turn this off. Is it still down? No, that was the... It was too hot. Honey, if you want to watch the story, the television is set up in the other bedroom.
Okay. Then 2 o'clock? Yeah.
5 to 10. Now, not only do I have this slideshow to work
on,
I have to work on the captive slideshow. Remember you made a tape about the captive?
The captive.
The play.
Yeah,
that's a whole group is working on tonight, so I have 2 slideshows to work on. This one is too much. But in the fall, you and I are going to do a slideshow. You and I about your life, where you talk to the photographs, and you talk, and then you and I can show it together. And you work
okay.
The machine.
Okay. And you start working on it whenever you get
yes,
ready.
Yes, as soon as I finish these, you can tell your stories.
Oh, Joan, this costs is a lot of money.
You're right.
Joan, why can't you get something out of it?
Well,
no well in it.
No, we try, maybe.
You are working very hard.
When we show it to groups,
yes.
If they can afford to pay us something.
Oh, I see.
Then we goes to the archives. But it's more a question of getting information
out. Yeah,
okay,
out, you know? Okay, I know. It's getting information.
But still, you're right. If we speak to a very rich group and they have money, we will ask them to make a donation to the archives.
Mm-hmm. They should make a donation of a couple of thousand bucks.
Oh, Mabel. You know how long it takes us to get a couple of thousand dollars?
I know. But that's
but
what
we
I'm
love
saying
doing
now.
It, you know.
That's what I'm right. saying now. Because the equipment costs a lot of money.
That's why we have
see?
No savings.
And you cannot just walk out in the street and pick it up. Yeah. That don't make sense.
That's why Deb and I have no savings, because we put
so
all our extra money into it.
You have to.
Well, a lot of this has been loaned to us, but we
but
bought the projector. And we bought this.
Marvelous. Where is it? You got that thing that the girl sit on? What'd she do? She put it in my chest.
Oh, no.
What did she do?
Oh, the microphone? It's like
I don't
a
know
little,
what it was. I was talking. She was sitting way over there, and I was talking.
It was probably a little microphone.
That was, what was her name?
Hillary.
What was her name?
Hillary.
Hillary, yes. She don't come?
She's never called us again.
Did she call you?
Not after the initial, when she called to find out your ad, you know, how to reach you.
Well, I have to call her. See what's on the trail for the lesson. Yeah.
Okay, let me play back what you just said. Let's hear how it sounds.
Well, because I said on the trail for the lesson.
No. What you were saying about loving women before?
Yeah.
I don't have the tape recorder.